Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. And I'm super excited because I think we have a 4 or 5 timer. We're trying to count. Trisha, you're going to have to help us go all the way back and see. We have Tina Pettis back. And let me just say this before I introduce her. Tina is the reason this podcast exists today, because back in 2017, she's like, you need to do a podcast. And I was like, oh, I don't want to. I had all kinds of resistance and stories about why I was never going to do that. I just want to thank her because now we have hundreds and hundreds of episodes. So Tina Pettis, welcome back.
I love that I get credit for that every time I'm on the show. So thank you. And I love that you have your show. It's wild to think of how many times I've been on it and then also how many hours I've consumed of Ursula. So thank you.
Oh my gosh. Well, vice versa. We've been clients of each other. I know you're a fan favorite. And I know when my team's ever like stuck on marketing or like, what are we going to do? We're like, we have to call Tina. And, you know, like because of COVID, like I'm blaming COVID and all the things, but just, you know, we all sort of disappeared for a little bit. And time has lapsed. I just want to say, if you miss your business besties, reach out to them. Tina and I finally got reconnected. We're like, it's been a minute. We need to hang out. We need to get caught up. And then we're sitting there like, hey, we need to do an event together, which we're doing. So because of Tina, Sales Camp is coming back live and in person. It's going to be a little different than we've done in the past, but it's going to be live and in person on April 3rd. I'm going to tell you all about it at the end. It's going to be at a crazy price point. Like, you're going to want to come and hang out with us. I can't wait. Like, the energy that we're going to create, Tina, is going to be so much fun.
I am really excited. I actually thought when you kind of hung up the Sales Camp hat, not doing it in person again, I'm like, oh, I'll never have an opportunity to go again. So now I get to help put it on and also be in attendance. So I'm really excited too.
And you're the reason, and I know you love this, you're the reason that today the title of this podcast is How to Book 11 Appointments in 30 Minutes. Because Tina Pettis is the record holder, and I'm still talking about that to this day. And we have the video. The video will be up. We're gonna feature the video on the sales page. Tina loves me front and center, so I can put you front and center all day long, and you're not going to get embarrassed about it. You're going to be like, yeah, let's go. I'll never forget that day, because you were like, I'm breaking the record. And that record to this day still stands, 11 appointments in 30 minutes, which if I recall turned into what you said later was like $70,000 in contracted business.
Yep. It was wild. And you know, what's so crazy about that. So when we were there at Sales Camp, I mean, specifically we were in California and I live in Wisconsin. And so that was a big deal in itself. But we were in California and now it was 10 years ago, maybe it was longer than that. I'm not exactly sure. I should probably have known that too. Sorry. Well, just the other day I was commenting on someone's, post about something they were doing. It was just random, right? Me just commenting on a local friend's post, and in pops someone that was at Sales Camp that lives in California that knows my local friend and said, oh, how do you know Tina Pettis? I was at this event with Ursula and pushed it and was the number one, you know, booking of whatever, you know, she remembered this moment. It just cracked me up.
Wow.
What are the chances, right?
That's what we love about social media. As much as I hated social media, you converted me to love social media. So I want to thank you. Before I go any further, though, let me introduce you. Because this, like, even if people have heard you on the podcast before, and you can go back and listen, because we probably have, since 2017, quite a few shows where Tina's been on and kind of told her story and the evolution of your story, which we're going to hear about today. But I'm like, this is a totally different intro. Like, you're in a different spot doing different things. Totally different things. So here, if you don't know Tina yet, meet Tina, small business coach, 7-figure social seller, and marriage mentor with a mission to help women in their 40s heal from the hustle of their 30s. I don't know how much clearer you can get than that in terms of who you work with and who you help. Such a great example for all of us who struggle with marketing. It's like, just say it, just say who you're helping. After nearly hitting burnout herself, she's passionate about sharing practical tips for avoiding exhaustion and finding balance. Tune into her podcast, Tina Talks, which I've been on, for real talk on wellness and living intentionally. I love that. So let's do this first. So before, because we'll come back, I want to talk about the whole, like some of the sales stuff, and we'll be talking about sales camp and what you're up to now. But catch us up on your story. Like this is, like it used to be Tina hustled, Tina cranked. I knew Tina back in the social media days where you had 10 or more people on your team. I don't remember how many. And you had to work your buns off. Like you had to work hard, you know, growing your business to right around 7 figures. Like it was nuts. Mm-hmm. Totally different day to time today. So tell us a little bit about what's transpired.
You know, what's wild is I don't look back on my story and think, gosh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. I'm like, glad I did all the things. I'm glad I hustled. And the times I did, I had the literal time of my life. But there are things, some things that I look back and was like, why exactly was that important to me? Or what did I think was going to happen based on that, you know, result? And so I was absolutely driven by building a brand and really obviously supporting people and helping people. At the time I had an agency, my first, you know, kind of step into entrepreneurship was I had the agency, right? At one point I had up to 13, but usually hovered right around 10, like you said, employees. We had a brick and mortar, you know, overhead. Right. So there was a lot of expenses, but my heart was really to help small business owners understand social media and possibly even manage it for them. Because we know we all wear lots of hats. Now the landscape of social media has changed so much that it's not quite the sales pitch that it once was, because at a time I could say, hey, we'll manage this for you. Take it off your plate. And in, you know, 15, 16 years since I started that business, that's not the case anymore. You have to be the face. You're, you know, all the things have to be out there. You know, Ursula, like I'm sure you are getting asked all the time, do this video, do this thing so I can do this. You know, it's not the same as us creating a graphic or grabbing a photo off your website and being able to post that. It's just completely different. So I loved helping those small business owners, and I still love helping small business owners. So that hasn't changed. Like I'm not that much different like than I was then. I'm like not just like really learned a lot about myself and how I actually want to spend my time. So in 2019, I actually closed my agency. I believe I was on the show after that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I closed my agency, and I knew that so many things that I just wasn't aligned anymore with all the things I was doing. And then I looked even at my numbers, and as impressive as they were to say, you know, wow, we had this $1 million year. If I looked to see how much I was actually making, it wasn't quite as impressive because so much was going out. Right. Yeah. And so, and part of it, I look back and I think, you know, I could have absolutely dialed it in more, like not necessarily like paying people less, but knowing how hours were being spent or whatever. I mean, there's so many different things that could be a whole nother episode. But I would have just made different decisions as 44-year-old Tina than 34-year-old Tina on how I was spending stuff and potentially how much I could have been paying myself. But yeah, when I look back, I'm like, you know, I'm happy I did all that. I had such a blast. My employees were just awesome. I loved hanging out with them. I felt like I got to go to the office and hang out with all my best friends. And we had such a good time. So, you know, kind of in full circle, I don't have necessarily regret, but I have a lot of things that I learned through those years that have brought me now here where I'm at. And I think I can probably resonate with that.
Would you say you're more, I mean, not just like, I feel like you're more grounded in who you are.
Mm. I get that feedback a lot from people. I'm like, God, I must've been just crazy before. And I kind of was, but I definitely do feel more grounded. How I explain it is that I had all my priorities, you know, 10 years ago, but they weren't in the right order. And so, sure, I still hung out with my family and, you know, my faith and all of that. But I would say business was right at the top all the time. And I still, really, honestly, it's in my blood to do business and to work all the time.
Yeah.
And so it has to be, there's an effort, but I feel now I'm actually aware of it.
Yeah.
A bit more, right? And so my kids and my hubby, you know, get so much more of my time. I'm in my home office now. I now have a view of our driveway. So I can see that my, you know, my husband left, brought our dog for a hike. My oldest daughter is downstairs doing homeschool work. My other two got dropped off at school and I got to be a part of that morning routine. Like, it's an entirely different life than I was living before because I wasn't present for all of that in-between stuff.
Yeah. When you look back at that, Tina, like what? I mean, this is a tough question. I didn't prep you for it, but what did you bring forward from all of that? Like, what would you say your greatest learning was that's serving you the most today?
I do wish I would have figured it out a little bit sooner, and not necessarily that I had to close all the things or do all the things like I did. But that had I shut my computer, shut the laptop and left it be shut in the evening, I feel like my life would have been more fulfilling. I was like always chasing that next little thing and I don't even know what it was necessarily. And so with that, being able to actually close my computer is my to-do list looks different than it once did. And this is just a simple thing, but I'm not writing things on my to-do list that are things that might get done in 90 days. They're like, what is actually going to happen here realistically? Mm-hmm. And that goes on my to-do list. And then if I've got some like crazy grandiose idea, like that might go in a notebook somewhere, but that's not, it's not happening right now. So in the past, it's like, I also had a team to, I'd say these ideas and they'd be like, okay, let's do it. And now all of a sudden we're doing every idea that I would throw out. And I don't know that that's really all that great. So we were like promoting like 5 things at a time. It was so much work on me, on my people. We didn't even have time to actually like look back and say, did that work? Like, we planned it, we did it, we did not review it. So, you know, maybe we didn't like continue doing stuff that didn't make sense because so many things were piling on all the time. So that was a lot to answer for your question, but I think it actually comes down to my expectations of myself and then really deciphering what does make sense to move forward with. And then, okay, here's one other little piece is I have to remind the people around me that I'm going to throw out ideas all the time, like constantly. And just because I shared something that I'm like potentially going to do or I'm excited about or whatever, like, it might not happen. I'm a visionary. Like, I've got new ideas every single day. And so I have to tell them that because they'll be like, Tina, what about this thing? I was like, oh, that was like yesterday. I'm not really anymore.
Right. Being like, that's okay. Like, I can throw up a whole bunch of ideas and I don't have to do all of them.
Yeah.
Are you a manifesting generator in human design?
I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you manifest. I live with one. So I know. Okay. Good. I'm a projector living as a manifesting generator for 15 years. So my permission to just to be a projector was a big breakthrough. So what, I have so many questions and then we got to talk about sales, but was there a point, like, this is going to sound weird, but you'll get what I'm saying. And I just want our listeners to hear this, but like, did you have to give yourself permission to make these changes? Like, how did you see somebody else doing it? Like, what was the catalyst where you're like, okay, Tina, like, it's okay to not live like that. And like, there's still, as a high achieving entrepreneur, I can live over here and still live in my values and achieve great things, but without the sacrifice of other things. Or like, how did you talk yourself into that or give yourself permission even?
Yeah. So I'm sure you've heard this analogy, but if you haven't, I'll give a little snippet of it. But a guy's in a boat and he's in the middle of the ocean and he's asking God to save him. And he, you know, boat after boat comes to help him. And he's like, nope, I'm waiting for God to come save me. And at the end, he like drowns and goes to heaven, is like, God, why didn't you save me? He's like, I sent a tugboat. I sent a yacht. I sent a cruise ship and you never got on board. And I feel like before I closed, you know, all the different companies that I'd owned, at different times, I had so many different boats come along and be like, dude, what are you doing? Like, even to the point of people being like, you're crazy. How do you do all these things? I mean, people still say that to me at times, but they're like, how do you do all this? And, you know, in the background, I'm thinking, dude, I did not do all this. Like, I mean, for one thing, I have a team and lots of people around me are suffering. But what happened is the last, I guess, boat that came along, such a weird random happening, but my husband's best friend's dad. So like husband's best friend's
dad. Okay.
I of course know him. It's so funny. I don't even know if he knows that I tell this story over and over and over again. But I feel like he was like designed in that moment to come into my life for that very specific reason. But he wanted to hear about how I was earning an income in doTERRA because he thought maybe he could do it. So I invited him to come to my my agency's office, and he came to the office, and it was after hours, and I just showed him, you know, the whole compensation plan. And, you know, I wasn't super interested in us doing business together future. And I could tell he wasn't totally there either. Like it was just, he was there for the reason that he was there, and it wasn't at doTERRA, right? So we're walking out of my office, and it was this longer office. And so I was letting him out the back door. My office was all the way up front, and this matters for later, but I'm letting out the door, and he looks at me, and he kind of looks around the office, and he's like, "If you're earning that much in doTERRA, what are you doing messing with all of this?"
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he could see, you know, 10 desks and chairs and everyone having their own tape dispenser and pen buckets and, you know, I mean, like everything, right?
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I was annoyed, Ursula. I was like, you know, being my true firstborn self, I was like, I can do what I want. Like, you can't tell me. I did not say that out loud, but I was like, haha, funny. I like it. I don't know, whatever. He left and I walked back to my, you know, office, which was probably like 20 steps, you know, to the end of the other, you know, side of the office. And I sit down and I see my planner is open, and it's a soul planner. I absolutely love them. And it had a quote in there from Pastor Francis Chan that said, "We should not have fear of failure, but of succeeding at the wrong thing."
Ugh.
I know. I still get goosebumps when I tell the story. And I started bawling. I literally, and I'm not much of a crier, but I was just crying. And I called Preston, my husband, and I said, "I think I'm going to close Tenacious." He's like, "I've been waiting for this." I'm like, "What? How?" You know, and I wouldn't have heard it from him.
Right.
So, you know, it was those moments, but that one very specifically that made me think, what am I doing? Like, and it was my identity. So, you know, this was 2019, you know, that I decided to close, and I literally closed within, I think it was a month or two or something, very short.
Yeah.
Let go of my lease. I was month to month. I mean, there was just like things that were already there in place that were like, let the doors close a lot easier. And then 2020 hit. And I just think now, like, oh God, you were watching over me in so many ways, you know, owning a business, physical location in Minnesota, and having the clients that we did. And I don't know if we could have kept going. So that totally shifted for me as well, right? My whole life. Yeah. Now I'm working from home. But I will say, in true honesty, I mean, I sat for at least 2 years, still maintaining my doTERRA business and doing okay with it and doing some coaching here and there. But I had no idea who I was. I was like, my identity was so wrapped up in Tenacious and who I was. I stopped networking. I was super spotty online. You know, my podcast was kind of all over the place. Like, I just didn't even know who I was anymore. I was so wrapped up in that. And then it took, you know, the rebuild of that. I would say I was probably in burnout, you know,
if there were
signs of that, and grieving. I was like burnt out and grieving at the same time. And, you know, fast forward a few years, you know, I was working with, I've had many coaches through my life. You, Mark LeBlanc is another one of them. And I called him up and I was like, "I think I want to step into doing some marriage ministry. Could you help me put together, you know, the tools and the things, and like, how do I launch this and what does it look like and whatnot?" And he goes, "Tina, I love that. I love that for you. I love that for Preston, but I need you to take this at a turtle's pace because you're working with your spouse." And I was like, "Thank you," because you like literally just saved our marriage from me like running 1,000 steps forward and Preston being like, "What are we doing again?"
Right.
So Mark at that time challenged me to, I guess I would say encouraged me, not challenge, but encouraged me to step into doing some coaching again. And I just thought that what I did before in my agency, it would have to look the same way. I thought if I was ever going to step back into marketing, if I was ever going to step back into social media or you know, helping business owners, I would have to look the same way. I'd have to have employees, I'd have to manage it for them and all of that. And I saw just a super clear vision of being able to step into coaching and really actually working with the people that my heart beat the most for was the small business owners on their way to 100K, not the ones that were making well beyond that and able to hire an agency. So
yeah,
that was a really long answer to your small question, but that's the story. That's where all that came in.
I love the boats that showed up, you know, from
yeah,
your best friend, Preston's best friend's dad to Preston to, right? Like they were all the boats were already lined up and had been around. And sometimes it takes something else for us to see them.
Yeah.
So you made a big shift. So I want to take and I just want to congratulate you on being willing, because I know there's someone listening right now who wants to get out of something they're doing, or maybe straddling a couple of things. And they're like, I want to be done. Yeah. And this podcast is going to give them permission to do that. Or just the reminder, like, this is your boat. Here's your boat. Yeah. Jump in the boat. You know?
Yeah.
And so putting all of that, like just kind of on the shelf a little bit over here, before all of that, like when I first met you, we met at an eWomen event in Minnesota originally. Mm-hmm. And we sat at the same table. And we just connected immediately. And that was before I'd actually moved back to Minnesota. And I came back because I wanted to test the water. So I was like, oh, I felt the pull. Like we didn't want Luca to not know his family. And I think, you know, it just was like, are we ever going to live here again? Can I do business here? Because somebody told me, and this is where you've got to like really take people's advice with a grain of salt. They're like, you can never do in Minnesota what you did in California in terms of your business, right? So that was like what someone tried to gift me with. And I was like, I don't know if that's true. So yeah. Meeting you was a big catalyst for me to say, oh my gosh, there are cool, amazing, like-minded people in Minnesota. Like this could be really awesome. So I want to thank you. You were like that first person. And I know you're that person for a lot of people that, you know, you've inspired them and you've helped them shift the way they see things. So knowing all of that, going back, was there ever a time, because today I'm going to dig in a little bit about the promise of how did you book 11 appointments in 30 minutes? Did you like sales in the past? There was a reason you sat by me at eWomen. I don't remember what it was, but it was something around sales and selling. Yeah. And then you flew to California. So tell us a little bit about that journey from that of like, how do I feel about sales to, oh my gosh, I just booked 11 appointments and I'm going to turn that into like 70 grand in business.
Yeah, well, talk about alignment. The reason I was at that eWomen event was because I had just let one of my employees go, who I had just purchased this, networking membership for. And I was like, shoot, I bought this, I should probably go. And so that was my very first one. And I had already sent the intention, I believe it was December. And I had set the intention for the next year that I wanted to focus on learning sales. And I had no idea actually that you were there, that that was the topic or anything. It was just, coincidence, we'll say, but more than that. And so I always sit in the front. At church, I sit in the front. Every conference, I sit in the front. I just do. And it's not for attention. It is absolutely because I cannot focus.
It is for attention, but it's for you so that you can.
My own attention, yes.
Intention and attention. Yeah.
Because honestly, I'm like judging why that person's doing that or why your hair looks like that or like why they're moving so much or all of a sudden now I'm focused on this happening over here and I cannot handle when people are whispering during events. It drives me nuts. Anyways, if I'm in the front, people in the front usually aren't doing any of that sort of stuff. So I sat by you. And I knew also the director, Alyssa, was sitting there at the front. So I'm like, oh, the speaker's here. Sweet. Like, because I had never been there before. So I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
The speaker until you're like, stand up and get introduced. I'm like, yeah, cool. I met her. And then you get up there and start talking about sales. And I'm like, no matter what she sells at the end of this, I'm buying.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, I marched right up there. I remember messaging Angie, who worked for me, and being like, you want to go to California in February? And she's like,
Yeah.
So, you know, at that time, I still very much know my numbers because it was so impactful for me. We were having about $17,000 months. And so I had no business actually spending the way that I was. I had too many employees for that amount. I had, the overhead that I had was just too high. And I needed to hit kind of this next level of income. So it made sense that I had all the infrastructure that I already had. And so at that time, you know, you had a pro, your, you know, coaching program was, you know, double your sales, right? And so the whole like, hey, how fast can we double sales? And I think at the time too, you were like, hey, I'll work with you until you double your sales. Well, in 3 months, I tripled my sales. Tripled. Like, that was insane. I mean, I went and I didn't have to have more employees. I didn't have to do I didn't have to do anything more. I already had everything there. I already, like I said, have the infrastructure to actually bring in and have a $54,000 month. So it was bonkers. And then we saw way higher than that. And that was so much because of your help and support throughout the time. But yeah.
Well, then you came back again to sales. So the first time, I don't think you got 11 appointments. I think you came back because then you remember you wore a t-shirt that said a happy camper. Happy camper. So then then you just got, I mean, in true Tina form, you got super good at sales, right? And setting appointments. And just for everyone who's listening, I don't teach cold calling, period. Like, yes, if you want a cold call, you can. But most of our clients are like you, Tina, where you just need to have conversations. But what people miss is setting up separate times to have conversations rather than just going into the sale. A lot of people just think, I'm just going to call up and go into the sale. No one's ready for that. No one wants that. So we help people set up powerful conversations. We call them appointments, call them whatever you want, Zoom meetings, whatever, an opportunity for you to talk to somebody and see whether or not you can help them, serve mm-hmm. them or not. Yeah. And so then when you came back in 30 minutes, you set 11 appointments. And not everybody does that, but you know, for it, let's play with the math. Like even if someone set, you know, 2 appointments a day, 3 times a week, that's 30 minute increments, right? That's only an hour and a half. Let's say you set 6 appointments, 6 times 4 weeks in a month, that's 24. And if every sale you close is worth, you know, $1,000, and you close 50% of them, that's $12,000 in sales right there. If it's a $10,000 sale, do the math, right? Like it works. Mm-hmm. And
to jump in there on that is, you know, someone's like, how did you set 11 appointments? Like, I'm a talker. So like calling someone and, you know, them not like, I'm like, we got to be quick, right? Well, chances are if you've been in business for any length of time, you have people that you have to follow up with and or people have referred you to others. And so I use that opportunity to say, oh my gosh, I have a list of people that need to hear from me because someone referred me to them in a, you know, text exchange, or they've reached out to me and, you know, somewhere the ball got dropped, right? It was me, them, or just, we couldn't find a time. And so it just wasn't going well. And then the one time that I had the record is I had one guy that said he had 3 people that he wanted to connect me with. So I was able to call him and he was like, I have the calendar of one of them.
Wow.
And then I know the other one will be okay. You know what I mean? It's like, so it was like, okay, I referral partners, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's key as well. Like, it wasn't like I was coming in and I'd never been in business before. And I was just starting out, but it's the follow through that is like so important. And I feel like if anything, yes, I learned sales, but I listen, I really grasp on to the power of following up because you talk about it so much in your teachings and in sales camp and how much time it takes, you know, generally in the follow-up process, how many times are you, you know, having to follow up before someone's saying yes. So then I started tracking that after sales camp to say, you know, how many times did it actually take me to follow up with someone? And when is the last time I connected with them? Because I felt like it was like 3 days ago and it was like 3 weeks ago, you know, and people need those reminders. I need those reminders. Think about how many like emails or text messages you have unread, like they need to be responded to. Right. So I took the opportunity to do a lot of that.
And that's such a great point, right? It's like, we all have people we need to follow up with and reconnect with. And I think if anybody who's listening, if you've been in business for more than a year and you start looking in your inbox and, or in your CRM or on your desk for, with business cards, you, on average, I would say people have at least 20 people to call. If you actually look, like a lot of people are like, I can't find that many people. You do, or ask your referral partners, like you said, like who has your ideal client. And so there's so much gold in that list. which is why we're doing this, which is why we're going to do this live sales camp event. It's going to be boots on the ground. It's going to be our first live event. It's going to be the first sales camp since before COVID. Oh my gosh, I'm saying that. It will be in Minnesota. You could still fly in. You could fly in if you wanted to. It's going to be, you know, it's a short day and there's going to be pre-work. So the goal is you will, you know, where sales camp used to be a little bit longer, we're going to set it up so that you do the pre-work ahead of time. So by the time you get to the sales camp live and in person, I will have already seen your sales script. So not only are you going to do the pre-training, we have a tool now that almost writes your sales script for you. Then you're going to send it to me. Yes, me. I'm going to do a little bit of editing and tweaking on it. So by the time you get to sales camp, it's ready to go. Then when you get to sales camp, you get to role play and get feedback from people in the room. And then in the afternoon, we're going to make real calls. We're going to make real calls, real appointments. Now, for some of you are like, can I send texts? Yes, you can, like email, text, and phone calls. We will count all of those because we do even a private message. We live in a digital age. I'm aware of that. And sometimes doing all those things together. So Tina and I, like, Tina, should we talk about the cost? Like it's...
Yeah.
Okay. For sure. So we worked it out.
I'm kind of mad though, because I paid a lot more than this.
You did. To be fair though, it's not 2 days or 3 days like it used to be, right?
You're not coming to California. You're actually going to be in Wisconsin, not Minnesota. So
yeah, right. I mean, it used to be $1,000. It was a $1,000 course. People were happy to pay it because they know the return on their investment. And in this format, you know, because you're part of my world and Tina's world, and we're limiting it to 30 people who can get there in person, it's still at least, you know, even though it's a shorter time, you know, it's a, like a, I think we're looking at, what time did we say?
Like 10 to 2,
right? So it's short. Mm-hmm. You're going to get all of that, including some coffee, maybe a snack in the breakfast if you need it, and lunch. We're going to make sure you have a catered lunch, all of that for $97. And that includes digital sales camp on the front end and nail your sales script to make sure you get all those pieces done ahead of time. So it'll all be explained to you.
I actually think that's so ridiculous. We should edit that and say it's $297. I love it though. I love it. People are going to feel so blessed being there in that room for $97 and be able to hang out with 30 other business owners. That right there is gold.
That's the other piece.
Not understand the power of networking and being in the room with people that are actually investing in themselves. That's the game changer. You could go there and only connect with the people there.
Yeah.
And not even fully do all the work, and it would still change your business. I know from the last sales camp, I actually brought Preston.
Yes.
Yeah. So I brought Preston to a sales camp. I think I've been 4 times.
Probably.
As many times as I've been on the podcast, I've been to sales camp, and you might be thinking, I know you're not thinking this, Ursula, but your viewers might be, is like, why would you go to the same thing over and over again? It's like, because my business has always been shifting. My mindset has always been shifting. Ursula has grown in her knowledge. So it's not like she was verbatim every single thing. And even if she did, it wouldn't matter, because I'd hear it differently.
Yeah.
And I was probably in a different business at different times. But when Preston came this last time with me, I got 3 clients. From that room.
Happens all the time. I believe you. Yeah. We make it all the time. In fact, there are two people that became friends and actually went to Italy. I think you know them. They went to Italy together with their families because they became like best friends from the sales camp. And that's a claim to fame. So, so just the networking itself. So it's kind of saying part of this is our give back. Like, yeah, it's $97.
Yeah.
And it's also a date with us. Like we do other things. So if you come to the sales camp and you like hanging out with us, I know some of our current clients are probably going to go as well, but you can learn more about what it would be like to work with us. And speaking of that, we only got a couple minutes left. So Tina, sales camp's in the notes. It's in the show notes. If you want to come and play with us, all the details will be there. You can click on the sales page and learn more. And then Tina, you do some cool marketing stuff now. So tell everyone about 2 things, Flow, and then also you're doing something really cool with Preston and some other partners. So maybe both.
Yeah.
We can put in the show notes.
For sure. So firstly, yes, my group coaching program, like I said, my heart, it just like has 1000% beat for small business owners and those people on their way to 100K. And when they start telling me that they need to outsource this and outsource that, I'm like, hold up. Like, please learn from my mistakes. There's actually probably a lot that you can do on your own without paying tons of dollars. Now, I'm not saying don't do that at some point. Like,
yeah,
you know, pay and have things done by people, but when you can actually afford it. paying yourself is important. And you might have to do some things on your own. And so in my group coaching, we meet every single week and people just bring their questions. And I've got some tools that I help, have a little resource library for people to tap into, but I am just there. So I jump on Zoom and it's just question after question. And, you know, no one's brought a question yet that I haven't been able to answer on the spot. I mean, being in business for 16 years and having quite a bit of success, I'm sharing not just my opinion, but my experience. And that's what I always have, I've led with, is what's my, you know, what's my experience that I can share and not just opinion. Cause I have lots of opinions too, but I'm leading with the experience aspect of it. So yeah, my group coaching, and again, because of who I'm working with, I have an incredibly affordable rate. Like at this time of the recording, it's $47 a month. That gives you like full access to every single call that we do every single week, and the resource library, a coaching call with me to start. Like it's a little bit ridiculous, but.
And that's called Flow. So that'll be in the show notes if you want to learn more about that. Yeah. And then you're doing something cool with Preston and some other business partners.
Yeah. Are you talking about our marriage stuff?
Yeah. How are you talking about that?
I'm like, yes. I mean, I'm always doing cool stuff with Preston, but yeah. So as I alluded to earlier, I, you know, I had talked with a business coach about how to start in the marriage ministry. And, you know, when I was had my priorities all out of whack and my a billion businesses that I was managing, my marriage suffered greatly. And I knew, I feel like God gives me these little things or lets them happen to me because he knows I'm going to be pretty loud about it later and I'll teach. And so Preston and I got trained in the Gottman learning, Gottman Institute. I love it. Really changed our life because our counselor was trained in it as well. And also being a therapist, we are not. But being able to mentor marriages has been something that's really been near and dear to our heart. And when people hear our story, they immediately want to know, like, tell me more so you can help me. And, you know, we're dipping our toe into what that looks like. I don't think it's going to be a full-blown thing anytime soon with three kids and sports and all teenagers and all that kind of stuff. But for now, we're doing regular date nights, actually at the same location that we'll be doing sales camp at. And I absolutely love it. It's been such a blast. We had our first one, you know, at later or earlier in the year, and we have another one coming up in April, and it's called Origin. And then Origin date nights. So, awesome.
So we'll have that in the show notes as well too. And I think, well, if you follow Tina on Facebook or social media in general, Instagram, if you don't follow her, and if you do, you already know, I love how vulnerable you are. Like you tell all the things and I, it makes me and everybody else a little braver to share personal stuff, but you've talked a lot about your marriage to Preston and just that journey. And if anyone, like when people are like, my marriage is super easy, we never fight. I'm like, ooh, that's a problem. Like something, what's going on there, right? Like marriage is hard. Marriage is work. You're going to fight with your partner. Let's just all put it out there. You're not always going to like each other. Some days you're going to look at each other like, what the heck was I thinking? Right. And they're going to look at you that way. That's the truth of marriage. Right. And then there's really amazing times in between all that. And so I love what you're doing because you're trying to give people more date nights and time to focus on the marriage. Cause we focus on kids' sports. We focus on how are our children doing? How's my business doing? How's my team doing? How's my dog doing? How's my husband doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How's my wife doing? Right. So anyway, all that to say, I love what you're doing. And on my own vision board this year, it's like more time with Tim and, you know, prioritizing date nights and stuff. So I want to come out to one of your date nights and we'll bring some friends. So that's on my to-do list. And I just want to circle back last up, and I'm, I know we're a little over, just, you mentioned the space. So, and I didn't say, so sales camp is going to be April 3rd. And Tina, where are we having this? We didn't say, I'm sure some, I can hear my A-types. They're like, you didn't say where it was.
Yeah.
Where are we having this?
It'll actually be in Ellsworth, Wisconsin, which happens to be the cheese curd factory of cheese curd capital. Yes. Capital of the world. Isn't that worthy? No, it's at a place called Snow Hill Chapel. A dear friend of mine just took a old chapel in the middle of nowhere. It feels like, and remodeled it to perfection. Like it is the coolest vibe space. She's got upstairs that's still set up like a chapel. We've got pews and but we put in tables, and then downstairs is a little bit speakeasy. It's a really, really neat environment. So
like a retreat space, which sounded fun. It sounded like a great place to connect. And while it sounds like it's in the middle of Wisconsin, how many minutes is it from Minneapolis?
Yeah, it's like 35.
Yeah. So for anyone who's listening, I know sometimes Wisconsin can seem so far away. Well, Hudson's across the border where you are. So, I mean, anyway, so it's going to be 35 minutes. We'll have all the details there. Tina Pettis, thanks for hanging out with us again. It's so good to be reconnected with you. I'm so glad we're having this conversation. And we not only have time on the calendar, we get to spend a whole day together and we get to have fun planning it. So for all of you like doing business, like we could do a whole show on business with your business besties and referral partners and how powerful that is when you bring your communities together and other people's communities. So that's a little bit of like what we get to experience. Thanks for being here today. And we wish you an incredible year. And to our listeners all over the world, we think you're the best. We love you. Thank you. Email me anytime, contact@ursulainc.co. And, you know, if you have guests or if you have things you want me to talk about, I'd love to hear about it. That's it for this week, everybody. Make this your most epic month yet.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.